We looking here or at the camera?
We conversating.
All right,
you know what I'm saying? We conversating. Make sure that's on. Okay, that's on. All right, y'all. Y'all know how we do. Don't even sit there and act like, oh, she ain't ready yet. Fuck you. It's the Ready Ready Show, sister. And we is right here today with Texas legend, DJ Hemp Shorty.
What up? What up?
What's good? Now, how long you been DJing, though?
This makes 10 years. August was 10 years.
It's only been 10 years? Yeah. I swear I could have sworn y'all heard you spending longer than that.
Nah, it's only been 10 years.
It's only been 10 years? Well, congratulations.
I really, feel like five, but yeah.
Yeah, it go by fast. So what made you get into DJing, though?
I went to PV for a couple of years, and I used to party out in Houston. Of course, PV is a big party school. And I used to come back to Killeen, and the vibe just wasn't the same. Like,
right.
They would be playing kind of the same music, but out in Houston, you hear a lot of different and a lot of new music. So I was like, man, I can do this back at the crib. So I downloaded, first I started with Virtual DJ.
Everybody's first. That's everybody's first turntable.
Got me a little Mixtrack Pro, and at first I started DJing on, I can't remember what the name of the site was, but it was like a site where you can stream yourself. I started there, and then just grew.
Yeah, because now you're actually, he's local radio station now.
Not no more.
What happened? What the hell? See, I ain't got no radio on my car, so I ain't even listening to what happened.
Well, we were on like a paid slot, so we paid to be on that slot, and we felt like we did it for 3 years. We felt like, hey, let's just
give us some lead.
We didn't want to get paid. We just wanted to not pay for that slot no more.
Right.
They didn't want to do that, so.
Man, that's messed up because I ran into the host from Nets the Blow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm trying to get him in here. So it was like, he's like, creative differences. And I'm like, why is these radio stations like, that's fine, I will pick up everybody for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all losing great shows. Great shows. Now, there's one show I want to talk about because I kind of feel like you took my show, man. the late night show you had.
All right, that was on B106, Late Night Hype. So it started off, it was me and MC Partner. That's what it was at first. And then he got off the show, and then I did it for myself for a while. And then my other homeboy, Easy, we grew up together. He came, he was like, man, I'll do it. I'm a bit. So we did the Late Night Hype show for him. That was the last show that we did for the radio station.
Because I promise you, like, while y'all was doing y'all thing, I was doing my vlogging, and it was like, coincidence, we all had like the same idea, because it was like our show was called Unsigned Hype.
Okay.
And then it was like, we posting this on Facebook, then you come out. So my partner, like, he's still in our stuff. I'm like, look, I promise you, like, it gotta be coincidence or something, because, like, you know what I'm saying, we heard of each other, but don't, you know what I'm saying, it's my first time ever, you know what I'm saying, like, so it was like, oh man, but it's like great minds think alike. Thanks. and you had a lot of great shows, you know what I'm saying? You had a lot of good ideas and stuff. So what's next for you?
I'm actually tomorrow I filmed the first episode of Hemp Shorty's Booth, which is gonna be my podcast. I have a podcast with my wife already. We getting that back started. But then I want to do one for myself to get like the more the music side and more the entertainment side. So
we stepping on my toes.
Hemp Shot is
the toes.
We good. We can cross platform. We do all that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that means I'm gonna be on his podcast, getting interviewed instead of interviewing next time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So tomorrow, DJ Omni. Interview DJ Hella Yella out of Austin, and then that's gonna be the first episode, and then next episode is gonna be DJ Walter.
That's what's up. I'm trying to get Straight Blaze in here. His schedule is
Straight Blaze, man. Come on, man. You ain't that busy.
Straight Blaze, busy, man. Don't estimate Straight Blaze, and man. I'm gonna call him. He's like the Tom Joyner of DJs, man.
That's a good comparison.
Yes, he is. He's like the Tom Joyner of DJ, boy. So what advice would you give for people that's like trying to start DJing and trying to how the best way to come up trying to be a club DJ?
Just I would say hit up a DJ. Don't go to the DJ when he like at work DJing. Like a lot of people come to me 12, 1 o'clock when the club is packed, bar is packed, and they trying to do business. Like, I hate doing business.
Yes. We are working people. Yes. You cannot just come up, can play my track, can do this.
Like, it's a process of everything. But what I tell, like, a lot of people come up to me, and a lot of people hit me on Instagram, or when you hit me up on my social media, and I give them a simple assignment. I say, hey, download this program, and download 100 songs, and get back to me. And they don't ever do it.
Maybe I got overwhelmed.
I feel like that's an easy way to just start. Just download 100 songs. You may think it's a lot, but I guarantee you got 100 songs in your phone right now.
Bet. Yeah, you know you do. You know you do. If it ain't even all just in your phone, and your YouTube playlist got 100 songs on there. Your YouTube playlist for sure. Now this is the thing though. I actually get a chance to ask one of y'all, cause I know I do old school music, mm-hmm. So I still got CDs and stuff I can go ahead and, you know, put on my computer. Where's the best place to download to get kind of like free music for DJing, for the DJs?
Free music?
Exactly.
It's,
that's why I won't do new school no more. I ain't paying for it.
I subscribe to BPMSupreme.com, and they pretty much have everything on there. They'll have the clean version, the explicit version, the version with the 16 count instrumental in the front. So that's my personal go-to site. But I mean,
is it expensive?
That's $20 a month.
Oh, ain't bad.
Yeah, and you get to download as much as you want to. Like, it's no cap. Like,
okay.
And they have old songs, they got new songs and everything. Or just download off YouTube. But for people that just want to get music, download off YouTube to MP3. Like,
yeah, pretty much. But it's just, I just want it for the DJs and for the people who try to DJ, because, you know what I'm saying, downloading that YouTube, you know how long that take. Like,
and what's crazy is actually Tidal, they have it to where you can say, I got Tidal on my phone, I can download it, and then Serato has an option to where you can log into your Tidal. So if you're anywhere with Wi-Fi or internet or anything like that, you can have all your Tidal music that's on your phone. It'll be on your DJ program.
Okay. See, like I said, I retired for a little bit. really COVID made me retire. You know what I'm saying? But it was like plus two, and it's like so much new music coming out, like bam, 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 and then it's like, who are these people? Let alone if you don't even know the people's name and trying to download the music. So it was like I was quick to always grab a Teenage Party, because they definitely gonna give me that list. They definitely gonna give me that list. Like, make sure you play this and that. And that's how I was able to catch up with people.
I'm cool on the youngsters now. I did that for a minute, but man, they want too much stuff.
Y'all wanna listen to the same 15 songs for 4 hours? Like, cool, I'm getting paid for it, but y'all could have just hit this on your playlist, threw it in the Bluetooth, and then kept going.
I tell that to, like, anybody that try and book me for, like, a kid's birthday party or a teen party. I'm like, man, you can go on Apple Music and download the music and do it like that. It would be a lot cheaper than trying to book me. I tell them straight up. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing it, and I feel like at this time in my career, I'm only going to do stuff that I want.
Right, that's the point I'm at. I don't want to do it, nope. But it's like, I guess it though, because it's just the name DJ, you know, just to have, we got a DJ at our party, you know what I'm saying? So I guess it, but at the same time, like, yeah, let us do our job. Yeah, come with that pre-list, let us know what your favorites is, so we can put it in our mix, but let us do our job, you know what I'm saying? That's what you're paying for, you know? And a lot of people, that's the thing too, I'm working on trying to give at least 6 DJs a year they flowers, because DJs are very, very underappreciated, facts. Underestimated. Like, y'all fail to realize your clubs, your parties, nothing go without the proper DJ. You ain't got the right DJ, your club going down, ain't nobody going ahead. Because for the people who ain't watching, Texas are known for like a lot of different clubs and everything. And Taboo is the main club that he was work at. Like, my kids love Taboo is the kitty Kitty. That's a little kitty play. You know what I'm saying? So all the youngsters love him, Shorty, you know what I'm saying? But dang, I can't remember what was the name of it. The one
before?
Two buildings. City Lights.
City Lights, yeah.
City Lights. The DJ that did City Lights.
Sir Charles.
That's his name.
Back in the day. I know I started in 2010, so I know he was there from like 7 to like 11.
Right.
2007 to 11.
With him, I promise you, he the reason why I was club hopping. I would go to City Lights, and at that time I stayed in the little trailer parks like across the street. Mm-hmm. I would walk every Thursday and Friday, and I ain't got that nan liquor, but he kept me on the floor, he kept me high. I went to the club just to hear him play. And then one day I happened to see, like, this is a Korean dude.
Oh no, that's dang, what was his name? He was before Sir Charles. I'm gonna have to put that on my Facebook, and I invite you. But yeah, I never experienced him because I was gone during that time. But everybody say like he was that
vibe. He kept the club going, and then I'd be sitting there like, he know what the heck he doing, because he'll turn around, get everybody cool, wait till everybody get liquor up, then here come all the fight music. Then a little fight break on. Then he'll turn around and put on some little booty shaking music. Now everybody leaving the club, grinding and kissing and stuff. Like, it was but I seen how he took our energy and how he did. You know what I'm saying? And that's what made me learn more. Like, okay, DJing is more than just spinning records. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, I've been doing this since I was 17, but I just knew blends. You know what I'm saying? Let me keep you dancing, and didn't realize until actually paying attention to how he had us going. And then I'm coming to this club, ain't got that damn money, damn liquor, and I'm coming to hear him though spin. So it was like, it made me appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the craft and everything more. That's what made me decide, like, okay, let me get a little more serious about it, let me put a little more into it and stuff like that. And you know, I've done pretty good. I ain't about as big as y'all though, you know what I'm saying? I ain't as big as y'all, but I'm content.
Yeah,
that's, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm content where I'm at. And yeah, and I say, y'all, I need all that new school stuff up to y'all, man. Yeah, you want to hear some old school stuff, then y'all come holler at me. You know what I'm saying? You want an old school party, come holler at me. We're going to leave the new school for them. Because then, boy, like,
I don't like too much of it either, but I know I got to play it, so it's like,
yeah. And then, knowing after that, you mess around and play it so much that you kind of like catch yourself really listening to it on your off time. Yeah. And you know, like, I don't even like this song, man. Why is I missing this shit? Like, oh, I hate this song. Like, yes. Well, so what more so inspired you to do DJ?
It was really just to bring a different vibe to the city. Like, it wasn't that it was a bad vibe in Killeen. It was just, it wasn't really the new music that my age group was listening to in the car and how we was riding to. That them songs wasn't getting played in the club.
Right.
So I took it, I'm like, man, I could do this. I could play all the new stuff. Everybody liked the new stuff. So that's why I really started. That's what it's probably gonna do. Just to bring change.
That's what's up. Now, do sometimes you don't play unsigned artist music in
yes. I mean, I do, but I charge them. And that's only because when I first started, I was known as Him Shawty's gonna play all the new music, Him Shawty's gonna play all the Killeen music and yada yada yada, to where I lost out on a real big job because that's what I was known for. And I told everybody that, but to me it felt like I got put on the back burner and they were still going to that club. Like all the artists were still going to that club, not coming to my event. So it was like, damn, I felt like it was a slap in the face.
Like,
so
traitors.
So it was like, well, instead of, right, I was doing this for free. All right, now I'm gonna charge y'all. But at the same time, I'm not charging you just to play it once. I'm charging to promote your song. Because with a lot of Killeen artists or underground, not signed artists, what they fail to realize is, if I play your song one time in the club, nobody's gonna know that song.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't, because as a club goer, I'm like, oh, I don't know this song, it's all right. I'm gonna wait till the next song. But if they never hear it again,
yeah.
It's a waste of you trying to give me that $20, that $25. I'm like, I don't want your $25. I'm gonna charge you a little more, but I'm gonna play it over a course of time, announce it, promote it for you. So it's a package deal with it that comes
right.
with it.
Right, that's like what I do with mine, because I, like I said, I interview artists, independent artists, DJs, comedians, and that also gives a lot of them, this is their first interview. They ain't never had no type of interview, not this experience whatsoever. So I give them that experience, give them that kind of encouragement, and shoot, when you blow up, yeah, my first interview was a ring, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, doing all that and getting everything there, it was like, so it's like with the music, I do the same thing too. I don't just play a set different artists one time. Yeah, if you go through my stuff, it's really, I might miss the change them up, but they really are the same song, the same artists. Cause yeah, how's you gonna know? Or I don't want you like, I remember hearing that one song. Now you trying to go through every single one I had and try to find this one song. You know what I'm saying? If it says music edition on it, then 9 times out of 10, that song you're looking for is on there. Because I feel this way too. The radio play the same 10 songs. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know this is part of the FCC rule. They got to play the top 10, top 40 on there. They can't really play too much nothing else because this is the rule that they have to play. They have to play them top 10, between the top 10 and the top 40 songs. So being stuck doing that, I mean, you know, it's like, y'all do that. Why can't I do that with theirs? So that's why, you know what I'm saying? That's why I do this stuff. But I know too, I'm not the only one out here doing this stuff. I don't even look at nobody else's stuff, or because I don't want to like see something you have and trying to better it. And then put it on mine, y'all. Yeah, so if anything anybody see on my show, I'm like, oh, I was doing it. I promise it's purely coincidental because I don't even check. I ain't in no competition with nobody. I ain't checking for no competition. I'm just doing me in my own lane. And where it take you is where it take me. And so far, if you look at my wall, it's taking me very good.
A lot of places.
You know what I'm saying? I might not have that much money in my pocket, but my face and name gonna be heard. Just like DJ M Shorty. You got any shout out to anybody though?
No, I don't even want to do that because I know I'm gonna forget somebody. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody out there. If you tuned in right now, shout out to you.
That's just it. We can find you on social media.
Social media on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at DJ Him Shawty. That's at DJ HimShawty on Snapchat, Him Shawty LLC. HimShawty LLC. I had to switch my Snapchat because they took my shit.
I understand.
Everything was the same. I was good.
Now, how did you come up with the name DJ Him Shawty?
All right. Back in the day, me and my homeboy used to have a Facebook show called Pot Name Him. And it was because when he was in Atlanta at the time, a group called Rich Kids, they had a song called Pot Name Him where they like shouted out different neighborhoods, different people. So we just took the them and we changed it to him. So he was partner and I was him. When I started DJing, I looked on the internet and it was a DJ Him in like Minnesota or somewhere up north. So I was like, man, in Atlanta they say Shawty after everything they say. So I just added the Him Shawty.
Okay.
That's
what made you spell it differently, like that. It's a lot of letters, but
yeah,
we know who he is. So, far as like you said, you had paid for a slot for the radio thing. Is that something that you really still aspire to do?
I mean, it's not really a goal, but if it come back around, I would definitely do it. Cause being on radio was fun, like being at the radio station and getting to know the people that work up there and being able to go to different concerts out of town and everything. Like it was a great run. Like I have no complaints about it. So if it happened again, like my price didn't went up, but I mean,
of course,
I ain't at a free stage no more. But I mean, it would definitely be a think about to do it again.
I'm glad that, like, okay, not saying that the local radio stations here wasn't popping or wasn't good, but yeah, it's like you got so much local talent that can help bring even more of a listener mm-hmm. to your stuff. Like, why ain't y'all been picked them up? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, okay, 10 years later, when I first thought about it, now I see they picking up everybody. But I'm also seeing it's not lasting. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on, man. Like, I ain't got the funds. I'll just have a radio station. And we just do number DJs. We just want, you know what I'm saying? We just want to do the thing. But, you know, it is.
And weird. I mean, that's what, I mean, in behind the scenes, it's only one person that works for it. It's only one person that works for the radio station.
Yeah, they all the radio stations are owned by one person.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the shows that's on it, like, they're somewhere else. So it's like.
But they syndicate. You get going, got done it. 106, 96, and 103. I'm talking to y'all. Yes, I'm talking to y'all. He might can't say nothing and point y'all out. I can. I ain't got no contracts, no legal terms with y'all. I can say what the fuck I want, and y'all tripping, getting all these good DJs, having these little shows, and then not letting it last. Y'all tripping, like can't.
We are the people, and we have spoken. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely thank you for showing up.
No problem.
Showing out, you know what I'm saying? And I just noticed you got the X's.
All right, so my middle name is X. That's my birth middle name. My dad's middle name is X, and one of my brother's names is Xavier.
So are y'all Muslim?
My dad is. I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. But you won't wear the Muslim beard. Look at him. I'm just playing. But again, I definitely appreciate you coming out here and spreading some of your wisdom and your joy and letting people know, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people might hear your name and they don't even know what the man look like.
Hey,
like,
you know what I'm saying? No. That, you say that, but it's a lot of people out there. Like, especially when I used to do the line at Legends and everybody used to, like, people that know me, like, him Shardy. And I see people, like, kind of look, I'm just like, damn, he about to ask me, you from show, like, the DJ from 106 and Taboo? I'm like, yeah, that's me. He's like, oh, man, I knew your name, I just ain't never seen your face. Like, oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and he ain't too short, but he a little
short.
I'm short.
He ain't
that short.
I'm short.
What you,
5'5"? I'm 5'6". But it's like, compared to my brothers and everything, like all of my, like my brothers on my mom, from my mom, they all like 6'4", 6'5". So it's like, I'm short. Man. I ain't sure, man.
He's short to them. He's really an average height man at the end of the day. He's an average height man, you know what I'm saying? I can still look him out of the eye and don't feel like it, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? Like, looking at him now. Like, he ain't Gary Coleman, y'all. You know what I'm saying? He ain't Gary Coleman. But again, yes, thank you for tuning in. I say tuning in. See ya. But thank you for showing up.
Yeah.
Thank you for showing up. And hey, y'all know what it is. It's the Rainy Rain Show. I'm Sister. You never know where I'm at, what I'm doing, or what I'm doing. So that you make sure you tune in to find out. And we out this bitch.
How about them Cowboys?
Fuck, nigga. Like, you see, I got the LED on. What? Look, and I ain't gonna even lie before we go out. It's something about if I watch the game, they lose. So I watched the first two quarters. When they get that interception, I said, oh, I gotta turn this off. I gotta turn. When that interception came, I turned it off so we can win. So, Cowboys, yes, we fans around these spots. We friends around these spots. And I know I can't watch y'all win. You know what I'm saying? Because when I watch, y'all lose every fucking time.
That's how I am about winning stuff. Like, I don't win no Cowboys stuff.
Yeah, I wait till the next day. If they won, then we wearing this shit. If they didn't win, I'm talking shit to everybody else regarding. So yeah, I don't never wear it, and I don't never really watch it. I might watch the first couple quarters because I want to see my team play. But I know if I watch that whole game, we gonna lose, and I'm gonna be mad. I swear to goodness, I'm like that interception. I said, oh no, I ain't watching no more. Click and straight turn down. And we won. See what I mean? It works. But again, though, we out this bitch.
Peace.